Hi there, and welcome to Drunk Distery Presents The Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not-so-favorite rides and attractions, maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. My name is Ryan Bieber, and I'm here, as always, with my co-host, Adrian Hamilton. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse, and we started this show because we know that cool people like this stuff, too. So we're here to normalize all you adulting Disney files and have a few beverages while we're at it. So now that that's out of the way, let's find out what we're going to talk about today. Ooh, it's spooky season. And that gets me in the mood for doom. Doom buggies, that is. I recently listened to last year's Haunted Mansion ep, and a ghoulish chill went down my back as I heard what our old equipment sounded like. There are a bunch of episodes from that era of the Dark Ride that have these kind of massive audio issues that came from otherworldly causes, like us recording directly into our system and not through microphones and so on. So over the course of time, we're going to try to correct where we can and make some new, you know, revisits to episodes, share some new treats, cover some old tricks, and get our Halloween on in this case. So if you could please drag your bodies away from the walls and into the dead center of the room, your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted podcast actually stretching from one to two? Or is it your imagination, When hinges creak in doorless chambers and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when the ghosts are present, practicing their terror in ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Dark Ride. That's right, boys and ghouls. We're drinking the Haunted Mansion today, so get your hat box and your nicest bride's dress ready, and remember that this podcast has no windows and no doors, which offers you this chilling challenge to get drunk on this classic. Of course, there's always my way. So we're gonna get some drinks, we're gonna get some facts, and we're gonna be right back. Adrian, are you ready to get spooky?
Happy fall, y'all.
I'm so glad to be back to rides.
Yeah, I know. It's a nice break from all the Epcot.
It is a nice break.
We needed it. We needed
so many pavilions.
So many pavilions. It was fun at first, and now It's still fun.
It's just
a lot of pavilions. I hope you guys appreciate this break as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure you do. We got a doozy in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the most classic of the classics.
This is such a classic. It's, you know, a Disney attraction that's so big and steeped in lore. I'm going to do my best to make sense of things and to get to the game with just a taste of, like, such an incredibly dense amount of, like, stuff that is to be shared about this ride. I have books in my bedroom that are just dedicated to this ride. But I'm going to try to keep it, you know.
Well, we're talking about the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Haunted Mansion. If you didn't get it from the intro, then...
then you're on the wrong...
Yeah, wrong podcast.
The wrong homes. Side of the podcast.
Yeah, wrong podcast homes. And we're revisiting this, so...
Yeah.
So we looked at this a while back, and we had a great time doing it, and the audio is kind of rough.
The audio is rough, but also, too, it's fun to see if, you know, maybe we didn't get it right.
Sure,
first
maybe
time.
Things change.
Yep. Things change and feelings change and scores change.
Totally. So we're doing scores fresh.
I don't even know what our last ones were. Yep. I'm going into this blind.
Totally. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find
out. I mean, I love this attraction with all my heart. So I'm feeling like the scores must have been pretty high.
Yes, they were high.
Okay. We'll see. How high were they?
Yeah, but they weren't. They weren't all the way. So
you know.
So we'll see. Okay, so it's a drinking show, and so we got to get some beverages. And last time we did this, we drank this this thing I made up called the Haunted Mansion, which is like a spirited twist on a Long Island iced tea, courtesy of Pepper Tree on YouTube. So you can check that out. It's called the Haunted Mansion. It's very aggressive.
It's really delicious, though.
It was delicious, but it was very aggressive.
Yeah.
Because it was just straight up Long Island iced tea.
Oh.
That was like, you know, spooky looking because it looked purple. So today, instead, we're going to get our fall on with a Dark Ride favorite fall beverage that we had when we did the Canada Pavilion, which is a maple cinnamon whiskey sour. And that's courtesy of Cookie and Kate. And if you want a more spooky spirited name, let's call it like a poisoned apple because that's kind of what it tastes like.
Okay.
So for that, you're going to need 1.5 ounces of your bourbon of choice, an ounce of fresh lemon juice, 2 to 4 teaspoons of maple syrup to taste. So just pour in a bunch of syrup and a little bit of ground cinnamon. And then you just shake that up and put it over ice. And it's delicious. It tastes like fall.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's a fave over here, a fave for the Tabe. So we're gonna have that. And today I'm drinking out of my my Magic Kingdom milk glass mug that you had given me.
Yeah,
it's kind of a it's Magic Kingdom. It's
classic,
it's kind of 70s. It's kind of ghostly. How about you? What are you drinking out of?
I'm drinking out of a Mickey pumpkin mug that I just got on my most recent trip.
Oh.
Yeah. It's two pumpkins on top of each other, and they have the handle is like a stem.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I actually didn't like it when I first saw it, but then the stem is so, like, it's such a nice hold on it. You know, when you can get the full five finger.
Oh, the five finger discount on that hold.
Well, I didn't steal it. Yeah. I thought it was perfect for this episode because we're in, we're doing this right around Halloween, and let's
get our jack-o'-lantern on.
I'm into it.
So we'll get some basics down. This is Haunted Mansion. It is in Liberty Square in the Magic Kingdom. Other versions are found in Disneyland, Tokyo, and in Paris. In Paris, it's under the name Phantom Manor. It was brought to life opening day attraction. Drink to the opening day.
Cheers.
October 1st. Spooky season, 1971. It's actually finished a year and a half before the park opened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sitting there in its creepy glory for a full year.
So when the Disneyland version was being built, they ordered two of everything and they warehoused it.
Smart.
The Florida Mansion props and the ride vehicles until they could install them. It's kind of like when you order like enough food on Seamless for like the next day.
Right. Two meals.
Yeah. 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 You got to, order appropriately so you don't have to call them again.
Keep calling and feeling like a loser.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Walt did. And so they were ready while they were building the California version. They were already set for the Florida version.
That's pretty cool.
Had everything ready to roll right in. Yeah, if they were only that speedy today, it would be amazing.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you hear about how quickly they built things back then.
Oh, it's insane.
Versus now, it's like, absolutely incredible. We finally got Space 220 after
hearing
about it for about 5 years.
I think I heard about that in
2017
at the D23.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant, y'all.
It's
a restaurant with some TV screens. Like, let's fucking...
Yeah, it took 4 years.
It's insane. Anyways, different time, different thing. This is a classic Omnimover dark ride that is home to 99 happy haunts, but there's always...
999.
What'd I say?
You said 99.
Oh, 999, but there's always room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
Me? Me, I'm looking for a new place.
Cheap rent.
Cheap.
So some facts and stuff about the ride. This was originally designed as a walkthrough attraction based on a spooky sea captain's manor and the Museum of the Weird, by our boy, Mr.
Gracie.
No, not Gracie, but by, what's his name?
Oh, you're saying who?
Yeah. The Museum of the Weird was by, I can't believe I'm not getting his name right now. Roddy, I have to have it written down.
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Oh, man.
It's okay. We don't need it.
All right, cut it. Anyways, the Museum of the Weird, and get ready to drink to the memories of some of these great long-lost Imagineers. The ride had two thematic pulls by the two main Imagineers. We have Mark Davis and Claude Coates. These dudes are grand poobahs of them all. These guys had polarizing attitudes as far as what this ride should be. So we have on one side Marty Sklar. We have one side Davis, which was one of Disney's nine old men of animation, and he wanted like a lighter tone with like, you know, lots of jokes. And then the background artist Claude Coates was pushing for a much more scary attraction. In the end, Mark's cartoony attitude carried the second half of the attraction, while the scary backgrounds and creepy story were all at the beginning of the ride. So they kind of combined the two attitudes of both guys. I think, you know, probably more successfully than if either of them had won out individually.
Yeah.
For sure, right? So the story's a little convoluted. You know, if you're there and you take the ride, you might not get what the story is. But through an online forum, a cast member stated that during the orientation, the cast members are given the story, and that is as follows. The owner of the house was a sea captain and the last member of an old and wealthy family, and returning from one of his adventures at sea, he brought a young woman that he intended to marry as his bride-to-be. Now, this was a Miss Constance Hatchaway. The night before the wedding, an old family retainer, which was like kind of like a tarot card reader, a woo-woo lady named Madame Leota, lured the bride to the attic to find something old for her dress. You know, something old, something new, something borrowed, mm-hmm. something blue, possibly from a woman below the captain. Leota sealed the bride in an old sea chest when she was up there. And suffocated her. Apparently, she was trying to protect the family, possibly because this woman was below the sea captain's station. You know, like, and then they also there's like another side story that like maybe she was a black widow. Maybe she like just killed all of her husbands. This Constance right. Hatchaway, probably because she has a last name like Hatchaway.
Right.
The next morning, the captain found the body, realized that it was Leota's doing, and beheaded her, which is why our Madame Leota doesn't have a body.
Oh.
And then sealed all of the wedding guests in the house to suffocate like his long-lost love. And then he escaped at the end of the roast, at the end of a rope, because he is our ghost host.
Oh, he's the one up there?
Yeah.
He's wow.
up there.
Well, that makes sense.
There's always my way out. Suicide.
Oh, what a great message.
There's a hotline, guys. If you're feeling sad or lonely or
yeah,
need
this is
somebody,
not a joke.
Then,
yeah.
you know, call help. Don't take his way out. Not worth it. Not worth it at all.
No.
The Haunted Mansion is the only attraction located in four different lands in four Disney parks. So I'm going to give you the park. And you tell me what land it's in, okay?
Okay.
So, in Magic Kingdom.
Liberty Square.
In Disneyland.
Disneyland, it's in, Disneyland. I don't know.
New Orleans Square.
Oh, okay.
In Paris.
Fantasyland.
No.
Oh, no, that's it. Paris, it's in, Frontierland.
It is.
Sorry.
It's Phantom Manor.
I've been on that one, yeah.
And then Tokyo.
Fantasyland.
Yeah. So that's pretty fun that it's in.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's in like different
I like
lands.
It.
Yeah. And it kind of fits in all of those spots.
Yeah, it does.
The Fantasyland one is a little weird, but in Tokyo, the culture with ghosts is more of like a fantasy type style than a scary thing. So,
right.
The raven that we see throughout the ride was originally supposed to be the host of the attraction. So, like, if you notice, there's, like, a raven almost in every scene.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to talk to you and kind of, like, lead you through, telling you, like, what's going on. But the Imagineers realized that the little bird kind of gets lost in all the chaos because It is just like a tiny little bird.
And there's black, a lot. And it's dark in there.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, you know?
Yeah.
So they made the host the disembodied ghost of Master Gracie instead. So, you know, that's why you have, like, the dude talking to you the entire time. What else we got? We got Paul Frees is the voice of the ghost host. He also provided voices for Ludwig von Drake from DuckTales, Boris Badenov, and the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, what a yeah. a range!
Yeah, yeah. He was also a in the Pirates of the Caribbean, including the famous auctioneer. He's the auctioneer that has been removed for Red.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, talent. Let's cheers to him.
Cheers to Paul Frees. Yeah, let's drink cheers. To him. Cheers. Plus, what a cool fucking name.
Paul Frees is a cool
Paul
name.
Paul Frees.
Sounds like a weatherman.
Dope name. And, like, cool voice. That guy's got a voice.
Yeah, we've got a couple of them.
How could he be the Pillsbury Doughboy? The guy who plays fucking.
What is this? Like, he goes in for the audition. They're like, all right, what experience do you have? Well, I was like the voice of Master Gracie in the Haunted Mansion.
They're like, well, what happens when he push your belly? imagine your Leota Toombs plays Madame Leota's face and namesake. However, it's not voiced by Miss Toombs. For that, they use actress Eleanor Audley, whose voice was also used as Maleficent in Sleeping Beauty, and Lady Tremaine in Cinderella. That bitch has got evil down.
Tale of a rat.
Oh, yeah.
Summon the spirits wherever
tell
they're
tell
them
I'm at.
We're at such a... By your tambourine. Such a good spot.
However, the real Leota Toombs can be heard on the ride. She is the one saying, hurry back as you exit the ride.
Hurry back. Hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate.
So good.
Like haunting.
Final arrangements haunting. May be made. She's really creepy.
By calling 1-800-DISNEY. I heard that her daughter has like actually reprised the role in like more modern whenever they've had
that's
to like
cool.
do like redos.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah. Who has her daughter's also an Imagineer. Yeah. So this ride's dope. I don't know. Initial thoughts. I don't think.
Well, I will say I was just in Disney World and I rode it like maybe four times when I was there.
Okay.
Anything
new pop up into your brains?
Yeah, I feel like I kept noticing things that I didn't notice before. Just different scenes that I was like, I didn't notice that. But what I did know about this ride was on my most recent trip, crazy long line.
Yeah.
Like it there was times where the park was empty, but for some reason, Haunted Mansion, 40-minute wait.
Wow.
Yeah. There were, but the thing is, it's like, you can't go on Haunted Mansion at like 12 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to either go first thing in the morning. It's a great way to wake up, or you have to go later in the day because it gets a little bit of a wait sometimes.
Totally.
But a great wait.
Unfortunately, it's in a part of the park where like you're passing that.
And there's not noon, much else,
you know, like you're there around noon. You're switching lands, you know. Like.
Yeah. And there's not much else. So it's like it kind of bottlenecks to like, well, and you know, like, I mean, Haunted Mansion's a must do.
It's a must do.
It's not a complete Disney day without Haunted Mansion.
There are very few rides that are that. And
yeah.
It is one of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I always, from day one, fond memories to now still enjoying it as if I haven't been on 150,000 times.
Isn't that the most wild thing that like,
yeah,
it's still like, it still has so much to give.
And it's still creepy in the elevator room. It's still stretching room.
It's still creepy. It's still fun and spooky kooky. Like it's,
yeah.
It's, yeah.
It's
there's
great.
There's still new things to see.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty amazing.
It's still one of the best ride vehicles around. We made it our logo.
That's true. It's true. I think that it's time for us to get into the game.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited to play Drink That Ride.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been too long. It's been too long. Drink That Ride is a It's kind of like a drink the difference game. So we're going to rate the ride over a bunch of different categories. The categories we're going to do it with are queue, length of ride, thrill level, immersion, and fun level. And they all have like a different amount of points that they're going to be out of. And you're going to basically drink the difference. So if we're rating it out of, if it's 5 points and you rate it a 3, then you're going to be drinking 2. So 2 sips, 2 seconds, 2 gargles, 2 whatever you want to do. Drink our delicious bourbon drink, drink water, drink, you know, mouthwash, whatever you're doing.
Whatever's your, pick your poison.
Yeah, pick your poison, stick with it. So we start at the start, and that is the queue. The queue is worth 5 points. This, although long, is kind of perfection. It's got the set and setting down. There's a fucking stretching room. And then you're not even like, you're not done with it at that point. You know, like there's even more, there's those little brass bats. I love those brass. At some point I'm going to own one of those brass bats.
Yeah, you talk about them a couple times.
Yeah, it's my jam.
Yeah, it's funny. The queue is initially funny with the tombstones.
Totally. So there's like a full interactive queue that was brought in the mid 2000s that includes like the graveyard and the mausoleums in the mansion grounds where you can, you know, touch different things and things squirt at you and things make music. And
yeah.
And then there's the graveyard itself with the gravestones, and those all have, you know, different epitaphs on them. Many of the gravestones have Imagineer names and namesakes in them. So get ready to drink to the cheers to the Imagineers. We've got Mark Davis. We've got Exitencio, Claude Coates, Yale Gracie, Harriet Burns, who was the first lady of Imagineering.
Yeah, I did a little report on her. We had at our job, we had like this thing where we did women like that we admire, and yeah. Mine was Harriet Burns.
Hell yeah. So do you have a favorite one of these epitaphs?
Oh yeah, yeah. I love Dear Departed Brother Dave, he chased a bear into a cave.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
I like Laid to Rest Our Dear Master Ravenswood Didn't Run Fast as He Thought That He Could.
Yeah.
And that's for Thurl Ravenswood, who's the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
And the singing bust that kind of looks like Walt.
Okay.
In the ride.
I got another favorite. Dear Departed Brother
Ted.
No, something Fred, a great big rock fell on his head.
Yeah, it's good.
So
it's
good.
Yeah, they're so fun. There's even a pet cemetery over there where you can see Mr. Toad.
Yeah.
Which is a nod to the lost Fantasyland ride, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. That was replaced by the previous dark ride attraction, The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Go listen to that. It's a great episode that we did a long time ago now.
I got it. Dear Departed Mr. Toad, Winnie the Pooh hit him on the road.
Oh, that's rough.
Because it happened.
It's true.
I needed another minute to really make it click. It's off the cuff, peeps.
There's, like I said, there's interactive activities over here, which is really fun. And when this ride is, or when the line is like, you know, super long, you also have like a massive hourly capacity beating it down. So this ride has an hourly capacity of 2,400 people per hour.
It eats them.
So it's a people eater. It is like
the yum 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 yum.
And the original Omni Mover, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's our queue out of 5 points. What do you think?
It's a 5.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's a 5. The stretching room is iconic.
Totally iconic.
The gravestones are hilarious.
Agreed.
There's a pet cemetery. There's a carriage with
it was like it was already good, and they made it better by adding made it like better. All the interactive
stuff. And then they added interactive stuff. Yep. And the only part that's like a little, and I understand when you have to pool before you're called in, Mm-hmm. You're kind of all like in a, you're all corralled in there. They are like, keep moving forward, you know, like that before. And the other thing that's great about this queue is that it's primarily outdoors besides the stretching room, but you never feel hot because it's really well shaded. And
that's true.
I never feel like I'm dying on that queue. And I don't even think there's any fans. It's just sort of like cool. And I don't know why.
It is much cooler than
a lot of other outdoor queues.
Totally.
Yeah. So
it feels a lot more shaded. It feels it's got like that spooky feel. Like,
yeah, throughout. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going in like a spooky place. I mean, and then the cast members like in their costumes, like it's just all fits.
Costumes are dope. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite. That would be my dream cast member role. So yeah, I got to give it a 5.
All right. I'm going to come in at 4.
Why?
I think that, you know, like you're right. There's like the time where you're corralling,
mm-hmm.
that is not, it's kind of just like not well done. And
but then, is that like a circulation issue that just needs to be like,
oh, I think that they could do, you know, like they could have an effect in there where you're like looking up at the ceiling or, you know, like when you're corralling.
I'm talking about the outside part where you corral.
Oh.
Like right before.
I'm talking about like right before you get into the elevator.
Yeah, I don't feel like that lasts very long in my.
It doesn't, but.
Yeah.
But it's just not. Like that section from like when you're outside of the door, you have like the Leota Tombs, her gravestone with her like eyes and stuff looking at you.
Yeah, yeah. So there's things to look at. I just feel like you're there a little bit longer when you're corralling outside versus like that inside part.
Yeah. So like, you know, we have that, and then we have after the stretching room, which although it has my bat stanchions, which I love.
And also the bats on the
on the carpet.
On the moving platform.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I always love that.
Yeah, it's full of amazing little details, but there are things about the queue that I think could be plused.
Okay. I'm surprised by that because I really think it's...
It's
got so much. Like, it's just got so much. But, yeah, I mean, and I love when you get that first whiff of the Haunted Mansion smell.
Oh, that smells good. That smells good.
It smells like rich mahogany.
Yeah.
Leather-bound books.
So
we'll both drink one. I'll drink to the Imagineers. You'll drink.
Yeah, perfect scores get one for the Imagineers, and then I'll drink one to bring it up.
Cheers, bitches.
Damn.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy bitches. Halloween.
Booches.
Booches.
Wow.
You did it, not me.
I know I did. I know I done did it. Next up is length of ride out of 5 points. This ride's 7 minutes, 30 seconds long.
Wonderful.
It feels even longer.
Yeah.
It feels like a real experience. You have, you know, you have the spookies, you have the funnies, you have the music. I think that it's perfect.
I am so shocked that it's 7 minutes. I feel like I'm in there at least 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a perfect score of 5 on this one.
I am as well.
Cool.
It's totally enough ride. Cheers to the Imagineers.
Yeah, we both give the cheers up. The next is the thrill level. It's like kind of the only spot where this ride doesn't like
It's sore. Not going to get a perfect score because even though it's the Haunted Mansion,
yeah, we got scary stuff for little ones, right? Like,
and there are little ones that are scared of it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I remember the concept of it being scary. The actual experience is not a scary thing, but I remember like going there and being afraid of like what it could be.
Yeah, it's a haunted mansion,
right?
And I think the scariest part is probably the stretching room.
Probably, where it's like pitch black.
And this, what they're saying to you in there is like very...
Yeah, it's real dark.
Dark.
Yeah. And then
there's a man...
And then a dude commits suicide above
your head.
Yeah.
That's kind of like... I'm pretty sure that eventually there's going to be a problem there. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
It will be rethemed.
I'm sure.
The Muppets overlay is happening.
Oh, I don't...
Well, no, I'm kidding. Kidding.
I'm so conflicted with that because I love the Muppets.
We've talked about this. I think it would be great for a holiday overlay.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Totally.
But I don't know how they would do that. I think it would... Muppets would involve too much, like, animatronics.
Yeah.
That for them to just temporarily put them in.
Yeah. Unless they could figure out a way to, like, do it, you know, like, wheelable animatronics or something.
Yeah, or they're just kind of just, like, stuffed.
Yeah.
Dead. No, all right. Let's not
just dead Muppets.
Let's not put these ideas.
Dead Muppets.
Everywhere. No, we don't want dead Muppets.
Okay, so thrill level. We've got some scary stuff. There's a lot of fun and kooky though that's thrown in there to like you know doesn't. There's no nightmares that are had off of this ride. It purposely goes from dark and foreboding to like you know fun.
Yeah.
It's got something for everybody, which, I mean, it makes it perfect, but, like, as far as thrill goes, it's pretty lacking. So, I think I'm going to give it, like, I don't know, a 2.5. It goes to a 3.
I'm going
to
give it a 3.
Okay. So, we're tied on 3s. We're each going to drink 2 on that.
Cheers. Yeah, it's a 3. It deserves a little bit of a plus just because there are some elements that are creepy. Mm-hmm. And still creepy to this day.
Totally. Our next category is immersion. So this is our sights, the sounds, the ride vehicle. I mean, it would win on smell alone.
Yeah, it smells like a dirty old haunted mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And immersion, like, again, it goes back to everything we said. Like, it oddly feels all of these things all of the time. No matter what time of day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is something special about riding Haunted Mansion at night a little bit more. Like, just being in that, even in the Liberty Square area at that time, feels a little...
Do you tend to ride this at night? Or do you tend to ride it during, like, morning? Or I tend to not ride this at night.
So, I'm thinking of my most recent trip. I definitely rode it, like, twice during the day and then probably twice at night.
Mm. I think that, like, I've ridden it at night maybe once or twice, and that's it.
I usually try to get in, like, a splash at the end of the night. So yes. I'm in that area, so then I'll be like, if I have time, I can just sort of run over. But then I'm split. It's like, do I go to Pirates? Do I go to do I go to Haunted?
See, I'm a big Thunder at night.
Yeah.
Because Thunder is beautiful at night.
It is. It's good views.
And you know, like, both Pirates and Haunted, it's this, it's going to look the same, you know, whenever you ride it.
I will say that starting at Haunted Mansion, Haunted, Thunder, Splash, Pirates, like, just those four rides just being right next to each other makes Magic Kingdom so cool. Like,
totally.
I love, because it's so easy to get to any of those, and I just love the vibes of the, like, of all of that. So it's cool that you could just sort of play between those four rides and try to get them in as you know as much as you possibly can, which I always do.
Totally. I totally agree with that. So immersion, for me, this is the benchmark. You know, this is, you know, you walk into Liberty Square, you're greeted by this mansion on a hill. It's telling its story right from the get-go. It's got this Dutch Gothic architecture. That's based on two real homes in Pennsylvania and in Albany. We have doom buggies. We obviously love that. As you said, we made it our fucking logo. Like, we're into that.
The Rolls Royce of ride vehicles.
We have songs done by Exitensio, which was this Imagineer. Cheers to you, X.
Cheers.
Unbelievably catchy.
So catchy. Like, the fact that you sing, like, when the hinges creak in the middle, like, then you're saying that, like, you just get into it, like.
Grim Grinning Ghost is stuck in my head.
All year round.
Yeah, right now. I mean, right. like.
Yeah. So great.
It's like it's so catchy. That one doesn't thing, happen until halfway through the movie, halfway through the thing.
One thing that always creeps me out, the dog.
Yeah.
The dog, I'm always like, oh my God, that dog needs food.
That dog does need food.
He's it really makes boy. Me sad. This is the benchmark in the immersion.
It has the best and largest Pepper's Ghost effect fucking ever. A 30-foot by 90-foot glass panel is used to create the effect. No seams, like
no seams, no,
or at least no visible seams.
Those, my favorite part of that scene is the duel.
Yeah,
I hate that I love it so much because I want to watch it, but then I like feel like I miss other things. I also love the kid blowing out the candles.
Yes, I love him too.
It's just such a. You just want to be like, I wish there was a way to just stand here and watch it for like 10 minutes. Oh, I know what I can do. I can ride it again and again and again.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do to catch it all.
There's so it's layered so much layering here.
It's
that to this day I was seeing things I never saw before.
I feel like that is something that is being more and more lost in like our attractions.
Yeah, well, they just don't have the budget for the layering. Someone would be like, well, cut that. Yeah. You know, we don't need it. They got this. In the past, it was like, pack it in.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It does suck. So.
Immersion? 10. It's 10.
It's a perfect score. Yeah. Sorry. So, immersion was out of 10 points. And I'm giving it a 10. And so is Adrian.
Mm-hmm. We drink one. I'm really not going to be. I'm going to be stone cold sober on this episode.
I know, right?
It's really hard. It's hard to give it bad scores because it's just.
That's all right. We're drinking bourbon drinks. It's fine to. Not
no, I have think to you picked them. The right thing. I wouldn't want to have to chug bourbon.
Yeah, yeah. If this was anything like, you know, Italy.
Mm.
God.
Never mention Italy again.
Okay. We're done with our technical rounds.
Yeah.
We've had
it's got to be really
high. Yeah. So, well, it's high, but it's not like crazy crazy high. So, it is. out of 25 points, right? Yeah. 25 mm-hmm. points is the first all of our technical rounds. I've scored it a 22 out of 25. You scored it a 23 out of 25. So 22.5. Tie goes to the ride, 23 out of 25.
Technically, we are right.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would argue that we scored it too high because technically speaking, it's I don't know. It's a hard ride to beat in the technical rounds.
Yes. And our fun level
yes
is the last round,
which is also 25. Yeah,
I don't know. It's super fun. It's kooky. It's spooky. It's got great songs. It's got it's got all of the energy. It's got cool effects. All it doesn't have is like a drop, you know. Like that's the only thing that this is.
But
missing.
You get to go backwards, and like I love when it goes backwards and you lay down.
Do you know what that's supposed to be?
What?
So like that's supposed to be. You're up in the attic, right?
Yeah.
This is the transfer from the spooky Claude Coates to like the fun Mark Davis, and it's supposed to be that you're in the attic. Looking for Constance Hatchaway or something, and you get pushed out of the window of the house, and you going backwards is you falling down
into the graveyard,
and,
weird,
and dying, and that's when you see all the ghosts.
Weird,
yeah.
So you're dead.
Kinda, you're dead.
What is the do you have any significance on the stairs?
Which stairs?
Scene where the stair upside down stairs and everything.
Oh, the Escher stairs.
Yeah.
No, that scene's not in Disneyland though.
Yeah, it's an interesting scene.
It's an awesome scene. I love it.
It feels very Harry Potter to me.
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter might have stole something from there.
Well, M.C. Escher. It's like super M.C. Escher of like, you know, upside down.
Yeah, even in the Labyrinth, they have a scene like that too.
Totally, like, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's kind of an odd scene because it's really early in the ride and it's kind of when you're still like normal. Like you haven't like, you know, that's like when you're seeing like, you know, the... like the floating candelabra, and you're seeing.
I love the floating candelabra.
And you're seeing like the, you know, the suit of armor, and like, you know, like really normal things,
right?
But like, there's also this like really out there, you know, trip. Like you're fucking, you're full on tripping, like
an
you
know, acid like, trip in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
One of the
I don't know the story behind that though.
When I was a child, the only part that actually scared me. Was the very one of the very last things that was said, which was, "And a ghost will follow you home." And I found that as very chilling, kind of like when you'd have to say that horrible prayer when you were a child. It was like, "If I should die before I wake,
now
like,
I lay me down to sleep."
That was such a horrifying prayer to make a child say. That thing of hearing, "And a ghost will follow you home," I'd be like, "Oh my god, no, please." Sure.
But that, again, like, what an amazing effect that is.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know, the hitchhiking ghosts.
Yeah.
And, like, all of a sudden, like, you're sitting in the dune buggy with, like, a ghost love
that.
With you.
I love that. That's a newer thing. And
no, I mean, they always did it. It was just done, like, kind of crappy before. Now it's done amazing.
Now it's done so well. Like, they can actually make your face disappear and everything.
Yeah, yeah, no, now they do all sorts of tricks. But it was always a thing, like, where they use, like, a Pepper's Ghost effect on a mirror. And, how amazingly cool, you know, of like an interact, like it's like the first interactive, you know, thing in a ride.
Yeah.
And now they've, you know, they plussed it so it's even better. So
it's so good now.
So, I mean, fun level, I think I'm at like, I don't know, perfect 20, 24. I'm going to do a 24. I'm going to do one off. I don't know why.
So this is so here's the thing. I'm thinking when I think of this, I think of times where I'm on rides and I'm having fun. And I'm like, when I'm on Thunder Mountain, I'm like laughing whole friggin' time. Like when I was just on just this time, like I went live on TikTok and people were like, it was so fun to listen to you laughing your ass off on this ride the whole time. And like that happens. I'm like, ah, and like laughing. And like, that's like, in terms of a fun level, that really blows it out.
Sure. That's how Tower of Terror. That's how I'm on space.
I was on Tower of Terror and it's going up and down and I'm having so people are freaking out and that's fun for me that I'm watching people freaking out, but I'm just like, my hands are up and I'm like, ah, and like, I'm just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the benchmark of a fun level for me because I can't even contain myself. Am I having that type of fun on Haunted Mansion? I'm more like just so wildly impressed with everything. Like, it's a different type of a fun. But I don't know if it's like that wee sort of like fun. It's a different type of fun. I think for me, Haunted Mansion technically is where it's like it scores super, super high for me. Not that it's not this incredible ride, because it is. It's the... But I think I'm going to give it I think I'm going to give it 1 point less than I gave it technically. So I gave it 23. Technically, I'm going to give it 22.
Okay.
Fun.
Cool. All right. So at the end of all of our rounds, I've given it a 46. You've given it a 45. So 45.5, tie goes to the ride, 46.
That's a high score. Did we score it that high last time?
We scored it slightly lower.
Okay.
But it came in at a 44 last time.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So I know that my fun level went up by a point. My length of ride went down by a point, or this was higher than before. And my queue was higher before than it was today.
What was I higher or lower than I was last time? Can you see that?
I can't see it. Sorry.
I wonder, I have to listen to it because I'm curious.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of research. But overall, I think we were at a 44 total instead of a 46. So it's, you probably had, in general, 1 point higher here than what you had done before.
Okay. All right. Are you happy with this scoring of?
Yeah, I think that you know, this is
44 is a great score too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we're within 2 points of our last time. That's not bad.
Yeah, absolutely. This ride's, you know, the top tier. This is top tier shit. So it has, you know, even through the second round with us, has not taken down the maestro, the top dog itself, which is still the Tower of Terror at.
And it's interesting because the Tower of Terror is probably like the closest sort of like
spooky
experience
crazy.
Of this spooky weirdo crap. And I think the reason it's a little bit higher is just because it's a little bit more.
Well, the thrilling
fun and oh, the thrill is up.
Yeah. Yeah. Thrill is where this guy. You know, if this was thrilling, then this would be like, it's pretty damn close to a perfect ride.
That's a high score.
I mean, you have it scored perfect in queue, in length, and in immersion.
Stand by that.
Yeah.
Totally. I think I probably last time gave it maybe an 8 on immersion. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think I scored it as high on immersion, but I think with just being there and knowing I went on it 4 times and I was like, it's almost, I just feel like it's so immersive and so layered that it deserved a little higher.
Totally. I think that we nailed it. I think that, you know, 46 points is right where this fucker belongs.
Yeah, we did it.
It's great.
We solved Disney.
Y'all write us and tell us what you scored it. You know, let us know.
Yeah, let us
know if we're doing it.
We like hearing what people think. We've gotten some feedback recently. I've had people comment on different things and say, like, you know, they were listening to certain episodes and this is what they thought about that. I love hearing that.
Yeah, me too, 100%. You know? So for you, is this a must-do?
100%.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care if I'm there all day, if I'm there for an hour. Like, this is part of my day. I think more so than anything else, like, this one's going to happen as long as it's available. Pirates, I love Pirates, but, like, there's been a lot of times where Pirates has been under construction when I've gone. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of time where Splash has been under construction. It hasn't ruined my day. And I don't know that this would ruin my day for not being there, but there would be, like, a sense of loss.
Sure. I will say, like, one of the days I was at Magic Kingdom, my friend Josh, who's a local, was there. And, you know, locals really aren't huge fans of the Magic. In terms of the order of the parks that they like, their Magic Kingdom is a little bit more of a pain in the ass for them because of the parking situation. So it's not the first park that they want to go to. So he's like, he was at Magic Kingdom and he's like, we have to ride Haunted Mansion. Like, if I'm here, I got to ride that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that, you know.
Well, shout out to you, Josh, because, like, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're on it, man.
Yeah. He's like, you know, I come here once or twice a year and I'm going to ride Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what he did. And then he left.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. How drunk are we on a scale of Leota to Master Gracie hanging from the rafters?
I think we're the Raven, just totally useless.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just a useless host.
Yeah. I don't even need to find a hitchhiking ghost on the way home. I can drive home.
Yeah, exactly. What a useless ghost, the hitchhiking ghost. Drive. No Ubers necessary.
The Dark Ride is presented by Drunk District and is available every Wednesday on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Those things really, really help us out. And the best way to help us out is just by telling a fellow Disney Parks or theme parks loving friend to listen in. If you like us, then they're probably going to like us, and they're not going to know about us if you don't tell. So spill the beans. Feel free to hit us up on drunkdistory@gmail.com for comments, hate mail, recipes, drinks, show ideas, pen pal requests, anything you want, hit us up. We love talking to you. Also, please follow us on TikTok and Instagram for lots of great Disney Parks content. You can hit us up at Drunk Distery and all of our social media accounts. Thanks for joining us, and remember to always keep your kingdom cool.